You will have a chance to put on your helmet, grab your snowboard, wax your skis, and get ready to hit the snow in the second annual Chattanooga Rail Jam Snowboarding Competition. I spoke with Dodge City Ski Shop to find out more about this winter competition taking place in Chattanooga, January 25th. Hot dogging with a snowboard, grinding a rail, ski jumps. These are winter sports that most people associate with snow-covered mountains with at least a 2-foot base. Dodge City Ski Shop and Mellow Mushroom Waterside are teaming up again this year to bring in the snow for the Scenic City's very own winter competition. Graham Eichot is the manager at Dodge City Ski Shop. Graham, how did a snowboarding competition end up here?
The guys from the PR department, Mellow Mushroom, I believe in North Carolina, came to us, Boomer and his partners, came to us. They needed a ski shop to participate and actually build the jump. So we built our construction guy, Gary Croson, designed a 10-foot high jump out of wood. And this year we're doing a new thing. Last year we had a metal rail. This year he's designing a 2-stage rail out of wood. It's going to be a wider box rail, and it's going to step up and step down. So it's going to be a new thing for us.
Last year the competition was purely snowboarding and featured some hot dogging as well as just straight-up jumps.
Correct. It was quite something to see. So by the end of the night, they were going down on serving trays on the ramp. It was funny.
So basically, you're looking for the hot dogging, the jumps, basically the same things you'd see on skateboards.
You do the jumps and the tricks and the backward skiing and stuff.
How do you determine the winners?
Last year, we had 4 judges, and they were all semi-knowledgeable about the sport and went through a process and got the 5 or 6 people in the top and then narrowed it down and then chose the winner.
Snowboarding emerged, maybe 25 years ago.
That's right. It's got increasingly more popular.
I used to snow ski, and you didn't see snowboards out when I was snow skiing.
Well, now you're seeing mainly snowboarding.
A snowboard is kind of a cross between a skateboard and a surfboard.
Correct.
It's got to be wider and longer than a skateboard would be, but it also has the curved tips of a ski.
That's correct. We typically size about chin height on people.
Skis have places to lock in with ski boots and everything else that keep your shins kind of at an angle to your feet to give you that downhill momentum. Is the same process applied to snowboarding?
Same thing. There's bindings for snowboards that pretty much lock you into that board.
When people snowboard, do they tend to use poles?
No poles.
Are the bindings placed parallel, or is there a shift?
There's what's called regular style and goofy, left foot forward and right foot forward. And that just depends on the rider or what they prefer. A lot of people are riding what's called switch, where we kind of set them duck-footed, so to speak, on the board. And that way you can go both directions, left foot or right foot.
How do you control a snowboard?
It's all about the edging. And there's an uphill edge and a downhill edge.
Well, I know in skiing you have an uphill ski and a downhill ski, and how you shift your weight will determine if you're stopping or you're going fast or pointing more weight on the downhill ski will send you downhill faster.
That's correct.
I'm assuming it's probably similar with a snowboard.
Very similar on a snowboard.
At Mellow Mushroom at Waterside, you're talking about trucking in 6 tons of snow to make this happen.
I couldn't believe it last year, but a huge semi-truck, I think it's Ice Kings out of Atlanta, came in, and that truck was full of ice. And they have a grinder and a blower and filled up the ramp with snow.
So basically making your own snow happen.
Exactly.
Snowboarding was one of those sports that slowly made it into the Winter Olympics and is now probably one of the most popular things to watch. Dodge City Ski Shop has a place where you can learn how to snowboard.
That's correct. We have something that's called a virtual snow. It's basically a big treadmill. If you Google virtual snow, LA as in Los Angeles, you can see tons of videos on it in action. But we do have a one-on-one trainer.
It seems a bit unusual to me to have a ski shop here in Chattanooga where I mean, I don't think I've ever seen the opportunity for anyone to go skiing on our mountains.
I get that all the time. People like cannot believe there's a ski shop in town. But we are the only one now in town.
So you can purchase your equipment, the clothing that is very particular to the snow sports.
Exactly.
You can also take lessons and learn how to use your new equipment.
And we also have a full shop where we tune, wax, repair. We rent skis. We do rentals. We even rent clothing.
The competition that's coming up on January 25th, can anyone enter?
It's all on the website. It's ChattanoogaRailJam.com. All the details are on that. Last year, I think they limited it to 50, but we didn't want to have a limitation on it. We wanted as many people who wanted to ride to ride. So I think we're going to work around that this year.
What kind of prizes?
Well, we're getting together a prize pack right now, but it will, again, depend on the rider and their height and what kind of board they like, but they will get pretty much a whole snowboard package or a ski package if that's what they do. But it will just depend on the winner.
So we have the snowboarding competition, and now we also have the skiing competition.
That's correct. I think this year we're going to do it so the women will be competing with the women, the men will be competing with the men, the skiers and the snowboarders will have their own competition. So it's going to be just a little bit more organized than last year. So we're learning.
Do you have the dimensions on the ramps that are being built?
Well, I know it's 10 foot high. I don't want to say the cold course is, I would guesstimate maybe 80 or 90 foot long. It pretty much takes up the whole back parking lot of Mellow Mushroom.
You also have music and basically a party going on.
Yes. I can't wait to see it in action.
Chattanooga Rail Jam takes place at Mellow Mushroom Waterside near Hamilton Place Mall on Saturday, January 25th, beginning at 4 p.m. Admission is free, and it costs nothing to enter the competition. Contestants are required to bring their own snowboards, skis, helmets, and safety equipment. DJ Scuba Steve will be providing the music. Follow the links from the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more information and advance registration to compete in the second annual Chattanooga Rail Jam. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.